The report from a HSE-appointed review group into the death of Savita Halappanavar is to be published this afternoon. Inadequate assessment and monitoring was a key factor into Mrs. Halappanavar's death, the report concludes. A lack of accountability and a failure to follow up blood tests was identified as well by the review group. Gerard O'Donnell is the solicitor for Praveen Halappanavar, Savita's husband. We spoke around 10 minutes ago, just before the minister came on air from his office in Galway, and I first asked him if he was surprised by the timing of the report being released.
It certainly has. I received the report late last night, so I've had very little opportunity to review it in full. It comprised of some 108 pages. I suppose what surprised me the most is the sudden rush to get it published. I had understood from the chairman of the clinical review committee that a final draft of the report, after we met him, was going to be sent to us for consideration first, and unfortunately that did not happen.
Have you spoken to Praveen about this?
No, he's just away for a few days, so I haven't disturbed him yet. And sadly, I would like to have been able to have an opportunity to talk to him and to be able to alert him to the fact that this report is going to be published, so he in turn could, of course, speak to his own family and Savita's family, and that they'd be prepared for this publication.
How do you feel about the situation whereby ministers will have a copy of this report? The entire country is hearing about it, and yet Savita's husband isn't even aware of it.
Well, it goes back to my initial instruction from my client, in that he, at the very start, where he indicated he wasn't prepared to partake in this interview with the HSE at the very start. We spent 2.5 hours meeting the chairman, and it appears that what we have said has also fallen on deaf ears. So it's very unfortunate, and I thought a little bit disrespectful of him and of his late wife.
Have you made those feelings known?
Not yet, because I hadn't even understood that the report, that where I heard the report was going to be published, was from the media on Tuesday, that it might be available on Thursday. As of yet, that is only from the media. I understand the HSE are going to do this today, but I've had no formal communication about it.
What about what you know of it and what you've seen and heard about it? Is it identifying, or is it hitting the areas which you and your client would have expected it to do so?
Well, it bears out what my client has always said, the significant shortcomings across the board in the treatment of his late wife, Savita. It identifies a number of key causal factors which contributed to and indeed resulted in her death. It makes a number of recommendations which, if they're implemented, I suppose will go a long way towards ensuring that this never occurs again.
Does it do what I suppose many people would have expected it to do? Does it identify why Savita Halappanavar died?
It does, yes. It does, and I think we all know from the coroner's court now that the evidence is in the public domain and was cross-examined, the reasons as to why she died.
We understand from our own health correspondent, Fergal Bowers, that nobody is named or identified in it. Does that disappoint you?
I think the thrust and whole idea behind these type of reviews internally within the hospital or externally, as this one was to encourage the staff to come forward, speak freely to any review committee in order for the review committee to prepare a report on any particular incident, particularly one causing death, and ensuring that it doesn't occur again. So I can understand from that point of view, where a report like this goes into the public domain, that they would like to ensure that these incidents don't occur again.
Would it be useful if some people were identified?
I think they've more or less all been identified from the coroner's court. I think more importantly, from my own client's point of view, is that he has raised on a number of occasions with me that there's just no element of accountability. And that's something that deeply concerns him.
Can I talk to you about the report itself and the document itself? As you read it, does it strike you as something which could help in terms of any particular case which your client may decide to take? I mean, does it paint a full picture, a fuller picture than we had known up to now? Does it add anything new?
Well, the coroner's court revealed most of what had happened. I suppose this is a look at internally at the hospital, its working, its systems, its staff. It's quite a robust report, and undoubtedly right across the hospital services in the country, and not just in University College Hospital Galway, this report I'm sure will be considered by all medical staff and management. So it will, I feel, go a long way towards saving lives in the future in the hospitals. From my client's point of view, in terms of any subsequent action that he may take, I think we're satisfied already as to what has occurred, and indeed I'll have to get instruction from him as to what his next step will be.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you that. I mean, what's your view now? We've had the HICWA report is underway. We've had the inquest. Now we have this. I mean, in some sense, will it help Praveen in terms of trying to deal with it, quite apart from your involvement as a solicitor?
It will. It'll certainly help him. And I've no doubt when I do get to speak to him that he will welcome the publication of the report. He's always wanted to get to the truth. He's always wanted to demonstrate to the public at large that what had happened to his wife, and to ensure that it wouldn't happen to anybody again in Ireland or any woman in any of the maternity services. So from that point of view, it certainly helps him and goes a long way towards vindicating what he had said all the time.
Just in conclusion, Gerard O'Donnell, can you tell us once again when you first were aware it was to be published today and when you first got sight of the report?
I first became aware that it was likely to be published, and that was on Tuesday afternoon. I actually received the report late last night.
Via email, was it?
By email, yes. By email. And it's unfortunate I still haven't received any formal communication from the HSE to say exactly what they're going to do today. I understand from the media that it is going to be circulated somewhere around 1 or 1.30 today, and that there's going to be a press conference by the HSE. But I'm a stranger to all that. Certainly nobody's communicated that to me formally.
That's Gerard O'Donnell, solicitor for Praveen Halepanavar, speaking to us within the past half hour.